There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Those last letters spell out the... I don't even know how to describe this. When those letters are on the phone, it's 3733. Does that make sense? You know, the how they used to have letters on phones, and that's still kind of sticking around. It's got a little bit of social momentum. But
back in my day.
Yeah, you just spell out a telephone number.
Back in my day, you didn't have a QWERTY keypad.
A what?
QWERTY keypad.
What is a QWERTY keypad?
QWERTY, Q-U-E-R-T-Y.
QWERTY? QWERTY?
Okay. When you, on your keypad, when it's like the board is spread out,
yeah.
The first couple letters on the top line spell Q-U-E-R-T-Y. E-R-T-Y,
yes.
And so they called it a QWERTY keypad.
But nobody has that anymore.
Yeah, on your iPhone
or
whatever.
Oh, the touch
yeah,
screen.
Yeah, it's still in that setup.
See, I was trying, I couldn't find a phone that still had the sort of slide-out keyboard thing. Like, it just, at this point, the tyranny of the touchpad is complete, and you can't get a phone that has those, you know, all those buttons on it anymore.
You can get a flip phone.
Yeah.
From 1997.
The big letters, so I can really read them.
I don't know. Well, didn't the BlackBerry just release a new phone?
I don't know.
What? BlackBerry's still in business?
Yep. RIM.
There you go. And or I could just get a Windows phone, too. Speaking of odd things that no one's buying anymore. 855-450-3733. You can check out Free Talk Live. We've got archives there for you for free. Going back for close to a decade, around a decade. 855-450-FREE, and that's archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Pete calling in from Long Beach. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How are you today?
What's that?
How are you doing today?
All is well.
Hey, all is well. Praise the Lord. Hey, anyway, can we talk about that trial again and Ross, whatever his name is?
Albert?
Can we talk about him?
You can talk about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
I know it is, but some things I say make you mad when I get into the conservative part of town and the
fewer than
pilgrim values.
I think Ian doesn't give you much much rope, but go ahead. Hang away.
Okay, so I don't want to hang anybody. I support common law rights, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I think they should never put Ross on trial. In fact, they should give him a Nobel Peace Prize, you know, because he was doing something. The reason he's on trial isn't because he did anything wrong. It's because he dealt out the Zionist Federal Reserve bankers, and they don't like that. They can't have freedom. So
that's speculation. Anyway, yeah. You have no idea. I mean, it seems to me that these coppers that went after him believe very strongly that they must rid the world of things like mind-altering substances when they go home and have a drink, a glass of wine afterwards.
Well, here's my thing. You think that I hate drugs? No. For medicinal purposes... You know, I support marijuana, but I support the oil, not the chemical change in smoking and the buying. There's a difference. It's all about the use of the drug, okay? I think the government shouldn't be able to tell you what to do with that, but I think that...
I think your opinion should be irrelevant in my life.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing I was thinking about, that I can't control anybody else, and, you know, I can't stop your freedom of speech, and I don't plan to, but my common law thing is unless you're physically hurting me or my property or, you know... or attempting to, or somebody I can reasonably help, you know, being
right.
A good Samaritan, then that's not a crime. I can't stop you from your freedom of speech, and I don't have a right to do that. But the same token, as a conservative Christian, people don't have a right to shut me up. And I think
I don't think they do. I think that if somebody's going to claim that there's harm done by drugs, and I don't smoke marijuana, but I do drink some wine, and if my son or my wife wants to claim that somehow I'm harming them and their lives, then they can bring a case and a tort in front of somebody who might arbitrate that. They would have standing. However, the average cop or judge or whomever who's going to try to say that my drug use, in this case, wine or whatever, is somehow harming society as a whole, I think that they've got a real stretch.
Well, there's a difference. I drink gin. I drink a shot every now and then, but I'm not wasted. But that's not what I'm talking about, okay? I'm talking about you have a right to use it if you're in pain or you want to use it responsibly, that's fine. But I'm talking about selling drugs. I've sold narcotics, and, you know, I was wrong for doing that. But, you know, I made the justification, oh, they have to, they're using it, they're putting it in their body. But I realized I was enabling this person, I was enabling them to hurt themselves possibly. And I think that there's some that are worse than others, but I was guilty, and thank God for forgiving me. But, you know,
God's not real clear on the use of drugs in the Bible as being a bad thing.
The thing is, I think that, you know, I believe that what it says in Proverbs and other places about being drunk and the effects it has, I believe it's the same thing for intoxication. I enabled someone to hurt themselves, so that's why I was guilty.
But Proverbs doesn't claim it's a sin. It claims it's unwise. Proverbs is words of wisdom.
Well, it talks about how it's like being in a sea tossed back and forth and how it causes you to get beat up and wake up and, oh, why do I have all these bruises, and then go out for the wine again. So don't look,
that's
on
pretty
the
drunk.
Wine. Well, that's what happens when you use certain stuff. But, yeah, even though I only sold pot and stuff, I enabled somebody to open the gateway to other things, and I was wrong for that, and thank God for forgiving me. But, you know, that's my thing. That's why I don't know what occurred to me that I was violating someone's rights, but even though they have to make the choice, I enabled them. So I conspired to hurt somebody, and that's why I was wrong.
Okay, I need you to stop, and we're going to back up just a little bit. So you're claiming that because you sold someone something that they wanted to buy, you're enabling them, even though it was very likely that even if you didn't sell it to them, they were going to go buy something else.
Well,
correct?
Yes, I did. I knew what it was, and I was complicit, and I did it, you know, and I helped them to do that, whether they want to buy it or not. You know,
so even though they wanted to do it and they wanted to put that item in their body, you're claiming that because you were party to that, you were wrong? Because
you
engaged in a free market principle by exchanging a good or service that someone wanted, and how does that work in your mind?
How does it do? Because it's against the moral law of God. I trespassed against.
But you haven't made that clear though. You've said that Proverbs warns that drinking too much is like getting beaten up on a ship or something. I said ship.
Talking about intoxication. Back then it was wine. I know they had other stuff, but opium, but it's the same thing.
Weren't there pharaohs, like, buried with marijuana that was still good to some extent when they were dug up? I mean, marijuana's been around a heck of a lot longer than the Jesus story.
I mean, did you, like, inject these people? I mean, did you force them to smoke it? Did you, like, shove it in their face and, like, you're going to do this right now?
No.
Because I'm not understanding the force here. I'm not understanding, like, where you actually caused this person harm.
But see, the thing is, I didn't physically force them to, but I helped them to do that to themselves by giving them. It's like, okay, if I tell you go kill yourself and I give you a gun in certain states and I say go shoot yourself and you do it, I'm guilty. So I put something that's dangerous in their hand knowing that they were going to do that, you know. And
well, you're talking about state laws here and you're not talking about God's law. Yet made the case to me that God's law says that doing drugs is somehow a crime. All I have heard is that Proverbs advises against drinking too heavily and that Jesus turned water into wine. I mean, there's really nothing out there. I heard some nonsense when I was younger about a sorcerer, that sorcery was somehow translated as drug use. I don't know. I think that this is one of these tenuous things that Christians, like, I believe, here's what I believe, Pete. I believe that the religion that you believe today is not Christianity. Christianity would have been a religion created by Jesus Christ, a guy 1900 years ago. If you cannot point directly to Jesus saying something, then you shouldn't believe it as a Christian.
Well, the Old Testament was written by Jesus Christ. He's the God.
No, you have nothing to prove that. As a matter of fact, you can't even prove the New Testament was written by Jesus, but at the very least, the red letters, you know, that guy is pretty cool.
It's by faith, you know. We don't seek to prove it, but we, by faith.
Then why don't you have faith that Jesus wrote the books that didn't make it into the New Testament? Do you have faith that a bunch of Catholics in the 3rd or 4th century that voted on the books to be in the Bible are somehow always right?
No, but I believe that if God wants to take care of
the Bible, then you're not claiming the Bible is the unerring word of God, then.
I believe that, absolutely, the King James Version, the things that were canonized, that's the word of God. I never said that.
Why were they canonized? Why are they the word of God? Why is it that when some people vote on stuff, because there were heretics in that vote, too, not everybody agreed on all the books being in the Bible. Why do you believe that do you believe that all votes are righteous and of God?
I don't believe that, but I believe that God used those people, you know.
Why?
By
secondary. Why that vote?
What?
Why that vote? It's just because a book was put in front of you and told you, somebody told you it was a good book. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. You know, I like your Christian, your Christ. It's your Christians that bother me. 855-450-free. Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's been, a lot about the Ross Ulbricht trial going on in New York City. This is the man accused of being the Dread Pirate Roberts, the mastermind behind the Silk Road Marketplace online. And, well, it's all about security and privacy and those sorts of things. If you want more privacy when you're online, if you value your online privacy, you're going to need to start with a ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted. Your internet service provider is likely saving your surfing history. So how's that make you feel? You know, they're out there saving all the things that you're doing. Without ProXPN, everything you do online is available for review. You know they're going to give it to whoever asks for it. Simply download an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android, even Linux. One account works for all your devices simultaneously. No need to have separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off an annual account. That's almost $5 a month. Though FTL50 will get you a savings for the lifetime of the account no matter which premium account you go with. So you get a lifetime savings by using coupon code FTL50. With that premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth with all servers around the world to access. These are servers in like Singapore, London, and the Netherlands, and that sort of thing. The ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and this is really important, ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits at all. You get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, use coupon code FTL50, and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go to Cullen calling in from Baltimore. Cullen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All's well.
Cool. So I wanted to respond to the last caller, who I'm going to respectfully disagree with, and I have my own opinions on the Ross Ulrich trial as well. And, you know, in the Bible, it never says anywhere that alcohol is, like, you know, less harmful than drugs, or it's less of a sin than drugs are. In fact, and you know, I'm not even a religious person, but I was raised in a very religious family, and that's how I know this. But in the Bible, what it actually says is that you were supposed to be sober. And of course, you know, God, you know, if you're religious, you think that God, you know, made this process of fruit fermentation and made the process of marijuana to grow out of the ground and, you know, made the process of mushrooms to go out of cow poop. But that would mean that, you know, even if we are supposed to be sober, God still put these things on earth for us to enjoy, knowing that some of us may abuse them, but the rest of us are going to use them. So I just wanted to explain to that guy, I'm sure he's still listening.
And sober has more than one definition, too. I mean, this is one of the sort of the difficulties is once you, you know, once you agree that Christianity is the right way to go, then you have to sort of, you're stuck with attempting to figure out what was originally written down on some pieces of paper 1900, 2000 years ago, and it's impossible to know what sort of the texts really say.
Of course, and no one will ever know, and even if we were try to trace it back one Bible all the way to the beginning, you know, we'd obviously see a bunch of words that have been changed and, you know, phrases that have been reworded and things like that all through history.
Indeed. As a matter of fact, if you trace back the Bible, you're not even going to find a Bible until something like 300 A.D. thereabouts, because before that, there were just scriptures and letters that were passed around. And, you know, the claim is by historians that some of Paul's letters aren't even written by Paul. So, you know, and my opinion on Paul goes, you know, really complicated, too. But the problem is there's not even a Bible until 300 years after Jesus.
Right, exactly. So
and Jesus is really clear that not everybody who comes to him and calls Lord, Lord is going to get into heaven. And that says to me, and he's also very clear that your actions matter. There's a big thing in Christianity today that you're saved by grace. And I'm not saying that that wouldn't be gracious to save somebody from their sins or whatever. But your actions are important. And many Christians don't look at that at all. I think that it's the worst thing that one can do to claim that they've got this really great religion and let anybody do what they want and then just claim forgiveness afterwards. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I don't want to point fingers. I think that's normally the viewpoint of the super, like, hardcore Southern Baptists generally, I think.
I don't know.
But, yeah. But anyway, as far as the Ross Ulrich case, there's something you said earlier about a judge granting a search warrant for the wrong guy. And I think when this happens, judges tend to minimize their actions about it because I don't think they take the full thought process. Like, I don't think they think it through and realize that by granting a warrant for the wrong person, by doing that, they have just terrorized an innocent person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should be responsible for it, but the sad part is in our system, nobody's responsible for their actions. The police aren't responsible, the judges aren't responsible, the prosecutors aren't responsible. One prosecutor recently got, for the first time in history, was a prosecutor incarcerated for giving, you know, bad information to a judge. He got 10 days. Somebody spent decades of their life in prison over this, and 10 days was what the prosecutor was charged with, as I recall the story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think I heard about that on Free Talk Live, actually, a few weeks ago. But yeah, I mean, prosecutors are the worst. I mean, they make me sick. They make me sick. But thanks for having me on. That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate the call. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about this Ross Ulbricht trial, it's sort of inexorably linked with Bitcoin. And on Free Talk Live, I have advocated the purchase of Bitcoin for some time. And people are now, whenever Bitcoin goes down, you know, the rumblings begin, Mark has made people poor. Nobody ever calls or writes and says, I blame you for it giving me the advice. But other people will say, see, there are people that listen to you, and you said to buy Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are, you know, not worth as much as they were at one point at this moment. Now, I have never advised people to sell Bitcoin, so that's... I don't know, there's some kind of alarm going off in the studio. Perhaps we'll die. Just pretend.
Sure.
Lightning hasn't struck. So, I mean, even if I have advised people to buy Bitcoin and the price has gone down, it certainly has from at some point, but it's up from when I've advised people to start. I started advising people to buy it at like $5. So at $213, you're doing pretty well.
Maybe it's the bomb that got dropped at the Ross Ulbricht trial today.
Oh, I suppose it could be. I assume it's just some alarm clock going off somewhere. But, you know, could be some off-the-air signal somewhere in America. We're not on some radio station we should be on. Anyway, there's speculation that the Bitcoins are dropping right now because the largest Bitcoin scam since Mt. Gox has come to an end. And this is from rbitcoin@reddit.com. Yesterday night, the largest Bitcoin scam operation came to an end. CryptoDouble.com decided to run with the tens of thousands of Bitcoin and altcoin and invested. And they give a link here. Now all these scam coins are being dumped for fiat, driving down pricing. You will read about it soon in the so-called Bitcoin news. So I think this is a big, it's interesting. This is speculation as to why the price has gone down. Your speculation is welcome. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you have the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on this live Thursday evening show of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Cecilia.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. And if you want to get some gold and silver, the place to do it is gold.freetalklive.com. I've been doing business with Midas Resources, they're the sister company of Genesis Communications Network, the company that syndicates our show, and you know they do a great professional job. They get you your gold and silver, let you have it in your hand. Never buy precious metals that you can't hold. Gold.freetalklive.com. I think it's a great time to get precious metals. Silver seems to be quite low. Even compared to gold, so I think it's poised to move upward. Gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Glenn calling in from Philly. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, everyone. I was curious why I was hearing the unmistakable sound of a plutonium detector going off and nobody was doing anything.
Well, thanks for calling in about it. It turns out what had happened was is I wanted to find out what the Bitcoin price was, so I hit one of the icons on my desktop that brings up the, you know, this Bitcoin website called, I think it's bitcoinwisdom.com.
And Mark's laptop volume was a full blast because he's a responsible broadcaster.
I can't really hear very well, so, you know, I've got that. There it is. I brought it back for you. Bitcoinwisdom.com, and this is what I use to track the Bitcoin price.
Oh no, man, you should like evacuate the room and call the nearest nuclear regulatory commission offices. Anyway,
I wouldn't trust those government bureaucrats in here. What's on your mind, Glenn?
And actually, I was going to pick on you a little bit because I work from an app with this program playing to hear you guys kind of doing there's something that you do a lot when you hear things you don't like.
Did you just say we disturbed your nap?
No, I awoke from my nap and I had to hear your program playing.
Okay,
so we didn't violate. Good.
And now it was Mike Rivera who told me to sleep, and you guys should woke me up. Anyway, I went to sleep with Mike Rivera and woke up with you. Anyway,
that sounds like an interesting Friday night.
Benny told me it was Thursday. So. And then, you've done this to me, a few times. Okay, so somebody calls in and poses an argument you're not real thrilled about, and you really hang up, and then you go through this thing that's like, make a bunch of statements, admit your limitations of knowledge about something, or you're unsure about something, or speculate about this, and then say, oh, but there's ambiguity to it, we're just going to it's like, dismissing an argument based on, your own personal uncertainty and the fact that it can be construed that there's ambiguity or controversy associated with something. Therefore, we're going to just not pay attention to that.
Are you talking about the religious call from Pete? Is that right?
I don't know. You guys were talking somehow. You were talking about several different things, but you included a bunch of Christian stuff in there and biblical stuff, and it was your ambiguity, muddying the waters process going on, so as to render the argument seemingly inconclusive.
Okay, so Pete was making the claim that the Bible, that he thinks that selling drugs, that he sold drugs in the past, and he thinks that's bad because he's a Christian now. And I asked him very specifically, not ambiguously, very specifically to tell me where in the Bible's clear about, drugs being a sin. And from what I can tell, it doesn't address that stuff at all. And it's not like I haven't read that thing three times through.
Okay, and you've been through it three times, and you've never come across the word pharmakia, often rendered as witchcraft, but the drug abuse, in the
I've
Bible.
I've got something to say to all the Bible thumpers out there right now. Stop trying to tell me logically, by logic, what I should or shouldn't do, because the Bible says this, and this is what the thing is. There's a logic to how you have to do, because this is God's law, and there's a logic to God's law. No, because your entire system is all based on faith, so there's no logic behind it whatsoever. So stop trying to logic the Bible.
Hold it before you say anything. You're yelling and you're escalating. You're talking over. Okay, relax a bit and allow a reasonable retort.
Won't be reasonable, but
there's a discipline.
But go ahead.
You guys are on the job. You don't have a whole hell of a lot of academic experience in your background about anything. There's a discipline in philosophy known as epistemology. It has to do with the ascertaining of truth or the ascertaining of certainty about anything,
right,
whether religion or otherwise, okay?
Okay.
And there's no such thing.
Again, something based on reason.
There's no such thing. Okay, there's no such thing. When you study epistemology, you'll come to understand when you study things like the rational empirical dichotomy and stuff like that, that there's no such thing as a life without faith. Okay, faith, meaning you have.
I agree with that.
In your own worldview, yeah, there are things that we all at some point take on faith. One good example, one simple example is, it's this problem of subjectivity of perception, and yet we all have to work, come to consensus about things. How do I know that when I say the color orange, that you're seeing the same thing? When you see the color orange that I'm seeing, I could be saying orange and you could be saying green, because, there's just, we all have it. We all use the words of colors. We understand rainbows. We talk. And yet your individual perception of colors could theoretically be different, than mine. So, there's just always this problem of.
You're going to have to take that argument. You do realize, though, that you would have to take that argument to an extreme metaphysical level to have it be at all even close to relevant, because they can study how the cones in the eyes work and how the light waves of light work. They've actually gotten glasses now that correct for people with color blindness.
That's the whole point. And when you do empirical science, yes, You can do all that stuff about frequencies and cones and rods and
right.
all that
space
other stuff.
Comes but down to basically ignoring. Right. At some point, you have to ignore reason and logic to take things on faith.
It doesn't. No. Right. And even the understanding. But what I'm saying is. That's one of these fallacious arguments that, I've introduced faith as an ambiguity inducer, therefore I can disregard what someone's saying. It's like, you're functioning without faith too. This always cracks me up.
There's a huge difference between what's called a hypothesis, if you've ever studied science, which you're claiming to do.
A hypothesis,
right? An educated guess based on empirical evidence and taking something on faith and ignoring evidence.
You know, and you don't have to make every retort with this amazing, like, this heightened...
You should know, by the way, before when the religious conversation started, I was falling asleep rather than participating.
Well, I knew you were going to say at some point you're going to throw the atheist hand grenade in here.
With this heightened nasal thing going on, I mean, can't you just reply to something, you know, reply in a logical manner without this... Like this pissy tone in your voice and this nasal thing up in your head going on when you're
yes, sir. You mean what? You want to be condescending? Oh yeah,
that's just the way he talks, man. That's very ableist of you to make fun of the way Jonathan talks.
I'm making fun of you, douchebag. I'm making fun of you because you're being condescending and you don't know what you're talking about.
Can I come down here? Yes, I do know what I'm talking about. I come down here as a kiddie pool to hear what you kiddies are defending this week.
Yeah,
about.
See? But you've been condescending to from the start because you're a douchebag, so I'm talking down to you because you're a loser.
What's going on over in the kiddie pool when you defend falling down pants?
Right, exactly. You've been condescending from the start, so I talk down to you because you're a douche.
I feel like you derailed this. We were talking about the existence of the term pharmakia in the Bible, and sort of the point that
I don't care what the Bible has to say.
I know
say.
You
it's
don't.
A,
I'm doing
a discussion.
You're not going to. Not everybody's going to. Right? The Bible, the Bible has to do with.
It's such a waste of time to discuss it all the time. So many people waste their lives around this dumb book.
It's such a waste of life to go through life not knowing God and live as a narcissist.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a jump.
I think it's narcissistic to believe it.
It's narcissistic. Everyone to defend everybody's right.
No, believing in God is narcissistic because it's actually your own self. You are God. And so when you believe in God, you believe that everything that you believe about God is correct. So you're the narcissist. Sorry. Wrong.
855-453. Thanks for the call, Glenn. 855-450.
It's your belief in God that drives what you believe about God.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals and the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. One beautiful hardwood, get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. Or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live, including religion, including the Ross Ulbricht trial. And, yeah, for Johnson, I want to talk about, first off, calling people names when you're in an argument is not an effective way of, you know, getting to a conclusion.
I'm sorry. I don't feel like having a logical conversation with someone who's just trying to talk down to people. Like, that's all he did from the start of his call. You guys are dumb. You guys aren't educated about anything. Shut up. You're a moron. I don't need to talk to you.
Well, I don't know if he's... I don't think he's a moron. I think assuming that somebody is uneducated because they don't agree with you is probably not a good way to start a conversation. That's not really what I want to talk about. You had said in that statement that... I don't know. It made people who believe things on faith are... not, they're not thinking.
If you're ignoring evidence, you are not a thinking person. Yes.
Okay. Ignoring evidence.
There's a huge difference between a hypothetical, between a hypothesis, right? Taking something based on evidence, right? And faith. At some point with your faith, with religion, most people out there, are, I would think a lot of Christians, maybe not most Christians, have heard the evidence, and at some point they said, you know what? I don't need evidence. Faith.
Well, so this is what I want to, the point that I'd like to make is I think that anybody who believes anything believes it on faith. For instance, I believe that the prevailing scientific theory is that all the atoms in all of the universe, which we're talking about, what, hundreds of millions of galaxies. You think of the size of the Milky Way galaxy, and then there's hundreds of millions of those, which is a number beyond my fathoming. I can just remember the picture of the Hubble Space Telescope taking a picture of galaxies, and you can see galaxies in the sky like stars. That's how many there are. That all those atoms and were all shrunk down to a space, as I understand it, about the size of a softball. That would have been that got basically because it was in there for an instant, you know, shrunk down to this super hot, super dense space, and then it blows up into what we have today, 14 trillion years ago, or whatever.
Or you can believe that the possibility of the theory is that there are actually membranes and there are galaxies, and
right,
that
you can believe any of these
membranes
theories,
came together. But all of those things are based on evidence where there's, like, you know, redshift
you
of light
assume.
And all these different facts that all point towards the same
you
thing
assume they're
as
evidence.
Opposed to, wait, say, talking snakes.
Okay, I gotcha, talking snakes. So, but what I'm saying is that I don't have the time, the energy, or the inclination to study these theories and decide which ones of those are true or not true, my belief system, postulate on the evidence, all that stuff. I have to take, by faith, things that people who are smarter than me in that particular area, scientists, might say. I would contend to you that scientists are the new priesthood, because I am expected to believe what they say based on faith. And this is the prevailing theory, the Big Bang theory, which, you know, is always getting sort of modified and these kind of things. It's all faith.
I don't know. I don't agree. I think there's evidence for certain things that you can take where there's numbers of different things all pointing the same at the same particular truth. For example, you know, plate tectonics and where the fossils are and the fossil record versus the world is 6,000 years old.
I understand. You're arguing with someone who's not here, right. with the argument that the world is 6,000 years old. Christians believe a variety of different things, as do Muslims and Jews and a variety of different other religions. And I understand it's frustrating. I don't tend to believe them either.
I just don't think one should get on too high of a horse
on this.
Here's the thing. I think where we're at cross odds here is I'm not talking about faith. As in, oh, you had to take something on faith, like, you know, closing your eyes and doing a trust fall, faith. I'm talking about taking something on faith alone, and the type of person who willfully is ignorant and ignores evidence. That's the type of thing that I'm talking about, which I do think, ultimately, if you're religious and you're not really, like, you look at the logical contradictions, and I don't just necessarily mean like a generic religion. Like, I would have a lot harder of a time arguing the religion like Ian's panentheism, even though I still think that's ridiculous, and I think the whole idea of a creator is kind of ridiculous, but that's not necessarily what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Christianity. I think Christianity in particular, and all the Abrahamic religions, so I'm including Islam, I'm including Judaism, I think that taking that, like, if you sit down and you look at the logical contradictions involved in these particular faiths, at some point, it's just magic. It's leprechauns.
Of course it is.
You know, it's unicorns.
When you try to take somebody's perception of God from 1,200 years ago or 2,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago, depending on which one we're talking about here, then you're going to get contradictions. You're going to get, when you believe Bronze Age stuff, you're going to have new things introduced, and it's going to, you know, cause you to get rid of the old. However, I don't think that that has anything to do with sort of believing in a creator. And I think that that's you tend to take a wide swipe when you take your swipes at religion, is what my claim is on here.
Yeah, I do take a wide swipe because I think, okay, even with the creator thing, why is there only one? Why do people tend to believe it's an old white dude?
Actually, in Christianity, depending on what sect you are, there's three, because it's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. They're all one thing, but they're separate because, you know, the Father created the Son, and they turned to the Holy Spirit after he died and came back to Earth. So there's all that. I like Jesus. He had some cool stuff to say. I like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
He was an anarchist. Did God roll a natural 20? Is that what, you know, like, when he rolled
jokes.
Up his character sheet.
All right, we're at the end of that conversation then. Let's go to the largest Bitcoin scam since Mt. Gox comes to an end. It's CryptoDouble.com, and it's basically, apparently, a Ponzi scheme where the organizers, the operator, decided to take a run with tens of thousands of Bitcoin and different altcoins, and this may be the reason that Bitcoin has tanked recently. The price is quite low, about $200, and it has been as high as 600 recently and 1,000 not too long ago. So one kind of wonders what's going on. Well, this might be the reason, according to Reddit here. Apparently this operation shut down, and the operator is dumping all of their coins. Recent drops in Bitcoin prices, surely this guy is selling his Bitcoin, so don't be alarmed and think that Bitcoin is dying. This person that claims that his invested coins are still in the deposit address, so not everything had been eliminated up until the point of his post. So it's all very interesting, but I think that might be the reason. It seems like reasonable speculation to me that the Bitcoin price might be because yet another scam artist in this new frontier has, made off with some people's money. What do you think, Johnson?
It's really upsetting and it's tiring to hear of these Bitcoin scams because, again, you know, like I said earlier, I've had a friend who lost, you know, $30,000 worth of Bitcoin. I got lucky. I dodged a bullet. At one point, I had about $1,000 worth, which now I think would be worth about, like, probably $200 or something like that, maybe. But at one point, what was that? There was that one wallet where... and actually it was Bitcoin Jesus who set me up with this particular wallet. But it was like you could just do it on your phone as like a shortcut to a website, and the shortcut like was the wallet, and they realized there's some sort of fundamental insecurity, and so they shut everything down. And so
Bitcoin Spinner?
No. Okay. It was an Insta Wallet.
Okay.
Insta Wallet. There was some sort of fundamental security flaw, so they shut their entire service down and locked it down, and you couldn't get your Bitcoin. And it was 6 months to a year or something like that, and I eventually got it all back.
Oh, that's good news.
I don't know what the value did during that particular period of time.
Well,
but.
I'm more concerned with people who think that they're going to get in the Bitcoin sphere and that their money is going to increase by 20% a day and things like that. It's the definition of a Ponzi scheme, and you should not, a fool and his money are going to be soon parted. I suppose that I can feel bad for you in those circumstances. I certainly don't feel good if you get your money taken, but there have been more than one, and there will be some more in this sort of unregulated marketplace. While people continue to chase after hyper unreal profits, the expectation that somehow they're going to make money on this, it's ridiculous. And they're going to lose money. So when you invest in something that says, oh, well, we might make you as much as 16% a day, yeah, that's a mess. Don't do it. And if you do it, understand it's a Ponzi scheme and you should get out before everybody else does.
I'm one of the lucky ones that got in when, you know, Bitcoin was like 10.
If something sounds too good to be true, it normally is.
Indeed. That is pretty much what I'm saying here. So I'm not too impressed with the dip in Bitcoin prices. I think they'll be up at some point in the future. Now is a good buying opportunity as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, it's your money and you're ultimately responsible for your investment decisions. 855-450-FREE. Do you hold me responsible for your Bitcoin investments? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Investment 2014.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.